Hi again. I'm back. It's Jen. This is Guys Gone Wild, and I am not afraid to go from 4 weeks of radio silence to barraging you with my voice multiple times in 1 week. Ha! Today we have a short little episode to share, a little fun, a lot of stoke, and announce a huge Guides Gone Wild initiative for the year. What you need to know right this second is that we are kicking off a virtual meetup for any and all Guides Gone Wild peeps starting next Tuesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. How can you join this meetup, you ask? Get the details by clicking the link in the show notes or head on over to guidesgonewild.com/meet and sign up for the calendar invite and Zoom link. This month, we're talking about visions and goals and hopes for 2024. And the rest of the year, we'll be inviting in the guides and conversations and accountability we need to actually get all of the fun stuff done already. So where did this idea come from, you might ask? Well, grab a cup of hot tea, close your eyes, and picture yourself cozied up by a lovely wood stove in the Maine woods. That's where I, my trusty sidekick, Trish, and Guides Gone Wild all-star listener and guest Bethany Cass found ourselves a few weeks ago, and I happened to bring my little recorder with me so I could pick their brains a bit. I apologize for the janky audio, but I hope you enjoy a little eavesdropping into why little spontaneous spurts of nature are so amazingly amazing. All right. So it's not really going to hear me. It's going to hear you guys, though.
I'm going to put it down here.
Come on. You got to be...
No, it'll hear me as background noise. So, first off, let's talk about why we're here, ladies.
Yes.
Bethany, you were the instigation of this whole weekend. Why are you here?
Yeah, so Maddie started the job in mid-December up at the Flagstaff Hut.
Yeah, your daughter.
Yep, my daughter, Maddie. And I just was anxious to get up here. I mean, I had to get up here while she was here, so... Who was I going to get to come with me? Well, of course.
Jen.
Jen and her sidekick, Trisha. So it worked out perfect. Yes. You know, we had Friday night here, and then Saturday was booked. So yeah. I get to stay in the staff quarters tonight.
That's awesome. I didn't hesitate. Jen sent me a text and said, Bethany, my friend from town, Bethany, and then because she was speaking to me and somebody else who has never met you. She booked a night, and I think I'm going to do the same. And I immediately was like, oh, that, I got to go. Especially after listening to your interview on the podcast, because I was so inspired by you. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see Bethany
again.
Well,
yeah, she didn't know what hut she was going to be in until she came for training before Christmas.
Yeah.
I want to make that point because it's not always, you don't always have to plan these things really far in advance.
Yeah.
And in fact, they've had some really good deals on hut stays lately because people cancel the last minute.
Yeah.
Just follow them, their accounts.
Yep. Yeah.
So explain, I want you to tell your story of coming in here because it was kind of...
What's
like,
that? But,
your story from yesterday.
Oh gosh, yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, here's the reality, my fail. Okay. So Maddie, we got Maddie some cross-country skis this winter because she's going to be up here. So I said, you got to get some cross-country skis because you'll use them.
Yeah.
So I initially planned on cross-country skiing in. So we parked at the trailhead and what was it three and a half miles in?
Not even.
Okay.
Take the service it was like a mile.
Yeah. So I had this vision of me like cross-country skiing in, but kind of forgetting that I've never cross-country skied with a 30-pound backpack on my back. So it took me a while to kind of get situated in the parking lot, but I got my skis on, I got my back on, and I don't think I went more than like 200 yards, and I fell, and then I couldn't get up. I was able to wrangle the backpack off, but then I couldn't get my skis off, so then I couldn't get up. So I was so glad that I was all by myself, but now that I'm broadcasting this, now everyone knows. So I went back to my car, had an extra pair of snowshoes in there, so put those on and made my way here. So
that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, cross-country skiing with that kind of weight on your back is a whole different experience.
I fall over enough just on cross-country skis without a pack, so I knew that that wouldn't have been an option for me. She said, you can either cross-country or snowshoe in, and I said, well, feel free to cross-country, but I'm definitely hiking in. I know that I can't do that.
Just to say, my back backpack was heavy because I was also bringing in all of the things that Maddie wanted me to bring up for her. So, so I actually have a lot lighter bag going back. But I was pretty full.
Well, I'm like kicking myself. I don't know. Like we kept throwing stuff in. We're just like, let's just bring this. We don't know.
Yeah.
Like, our bags are probably
very heavy. Yeah, I think my bag was pretty heavy. And it's a little awkward. It's not the right size for me. So it was a little awkward just carrying it in general. But the weather, we kept looking at the weather, not knowing, you know, and not ever being, I'd never been here. She's been here before. Not ever having been here before, I had no idea how far we'd going. And driving in, it seemed like we were going to the middle of nowhere. And with the threat of like a storm coming, I was having a little bit of like, okay, what are we doing here? But everything obviously worked out amazing.
Yeah. And yesterday was beautiful.
Yes.
And I mean, just so people know, you do have the option. You can have your gear snowmobiled in.
Right. Yep.
I think there are certain set times. So I didn't want to be married to a time. So I just figured I was going to bring my bag in by myself.
Yeah.
No, I think I think this is like, I mean, you know, it's not inexpensive for sure, but it's a very low stakes, like kind of backcountry-esque experience.
Yeah.
Then you get here and it's so cozy.
Yeah. And we were saying this isn't a hut. This is the lodge. Yeah. Like this is like really
luxury.
Nice.
Yes. This is really nice. It's way nicer than I was picturing in my head as far as.
I told you it was nice.
I think you did say it was nice, but it's
spacious.
It's
you know,
spacious.
There's so many.
Like, oh yeah, Jen's nice is like. Yeah.
Jen's version of nice. I know.
When we say luxury, you have to be. It's relative. Yeah. This is luxury compared to camping and even the AMC huts. This is really nice, and just the couches.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that you can have
the wood burning
like
stove,
sort of a semi-private situation with the rooms, and you're not just all in one big bunk room, is sort of a bonus. So if you are coming, like as a couple or with your family, or you know, it's nice that you can have that private space. The only other time I'd stayed at the hut was, you know, it's a massive bunk room, and I was squished in the third bunk top, barely able to sit up. And so this is definitely like. Compared to that.
So the lodge and the bunk rooms are all heated floors.
Yeah. So nice.
Nice and tight, insulated well.
And the best thing is they have the dry room. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So
that's our next
yoga.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Hot yoga.
I told Bethany, I'm like, make it snow angels and the dry room.
Yeah.
So 3 o'clock.
You definitely need to hook Amy up. That's an excellent idea. Amy that does the salt water dipping, the cold plunge, like get her up, set up the dry room to be able to go in and warm up.
And just go. When it's first, like just a little bit of ice,
yeah.
You could always dig a hole out there and, you know, or walk in.
Yeah.
Or,
and Maddie says people do yoga.
Awesome.
So 3 o'clock this morning, I was feeling a little chilly and I got up, I went to the dry room, got a nice warm blanket. Brought it back to my bunk, and I was like, oh yeah.
Cozy done up.
That's all I needed.
Awesome.
A little extra layer.
The crew. We have four
amazing women. I mean, I've heard the staff is great. So Maddie came up here a week before Christmas, met all the staff. So there's three different huts, and I don't know, there's like three or four people each hut. But yeah, this is like the all women staff.
And they're fabulous, and they're great cooks.
We had an amazing Mediterranean meal last night.
Well-fed.
Falafels and salads. Cake. And
oh, like delicious cake. Yeah. It's very nice here. I would highly recommend. And I would definitely come back.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. 100%.
Oh,
craft beer. Oh, so good. So good.
So talk a little bit about, let's talk about like getting together in person versus getting together, you know, like why we spent 2 hours last night talking about how cool it was to just like, like why doesn't this happen?
Get together? I know. Well, you know, for me, I'm always excited at the opportunity to have an adventure because I don't get out as much as I should. And I'm trying to be better at it. But listening to your podcast, I was like blown away after hearing all the stuff. After meeting you once in the fall at the lodge and then hearing your podcast, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I was super excited. I know.
Such a short amount of time. It's crazy.
I was so excited to come back and get to see you again and hang out because I was really motivated.
Well, we were talking about that last night, like how when you have that day.
Oh,
Oh great. This is amazing. And now we're being served amazing grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup after a nice 2-hour snowshoe hike.
Yeah.
Well,
we were talking about that last night, how you have that day and you're just like, this is amazing because you went skiing at Sugarloaf.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, how do you repeat that? Right. How do you make more of that in your life?
How do you just make the time and make the, and like you were saying, excuses. I mean, it is hard. It's hard when you've got kids, when you've got families, when you've got issues, which is where I'm at in my life right now. And I know you're at a little bit of a different phase and your kids are even older, but it is hard. But I also know that it's like I need this, like you were saying. Yeah. I absolutely.
And no one else is going to make the time.
I absolutely, like, I hadn't skied in, 7 years? And yesterday, sitting on the chairlift, I was just like, yeah, like I was so happy once I got over all the little hurdles, like, oh my god, I don't have ski pants. It goes right back to the bike weekend, like, oh my god, I don't have the right shorts, I don't have ski pants, I don't have the gear, and not using that as an excuse and just going. And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. And just coming back from like a 2-hour snowshoe hike.
Yes.
Like you're just, your mind is just away from all of the stress and just everything. You're just disconnected. And I'm just always so happy just kind of being in the woods and being in nature.
Refreshed. Yeah. Very, very true.
Okay, so I hope this was enough to get you excited to join us in a few days for our very first Guides Gone Wild last Tuesday of the month virtual meetup next Tuesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. Come on over to guidesgonewild.com/meet for more info. Hope to see you all then.